What's up, everyone? I'm Em.
I'm Nick.
And welcome in to the Ominous Archives. All right, episode two. How are you feeling?
I think a little less nervous than...
Well, you don't have to do the talking today. Of course you're less nervous.
Yeah, you're hosting today.
This is my time to shine.
M-exclusive.
Yes.
I guess an M-clusive?
M-clusive.
I guess we can do that. M-clusive.
I don't like it.
That's what we're going to call it.
No, we're not.
So in case you guys... I guess this is episode two, so you didn't know. But we'll probably bounce back and forth between each week. So 1 week, you're going to get me. Next week, you'll get M. And who knows?
For you.
Maybe you guys will tell us in the future, hey, we really like when M hosts. Or, hey, we really like when Nick hosts. So, who knows? But that's what you're going to get for right now. We're just going to keep bouncing back and forth between the archives.
And in this archive, I'm going to be pulling out an old one. It's pretty old. We're talking 17s here.
Wow. So, you're dusting this puppy off.
Yeah. Got to blow the dust off the top whole thing. I'm going to be talking about the curse of Dudleytown. Have you ever heard of Dudleytown?
I have not heard.
Does not surprise me. It actually doesn't shock me.
No. I've heard of Vernon Dudley.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, I know that guy. People. Yeah, you know.
So, technically, there's actually no such thing as Dudleytown. Not officially. It's part of a larger township in northwestern Connecticut called Cornwall, and it's near the border of upstate New York. A man named Thomas Griffiths bought the land from Yale College on auction in 1738.
Isn't Yale in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Wait, you said upstate
actually, I don't know.
New York.
I said, hello, northwestern Connecticut called Cornwall. It's near the border of upstate New York.
I don't know.
Open
geometry.
Your ears. I literally said northwestern Connecticut.
It happens.
You just had me tripping. I was like, wait, did I not say Connecticut? That's so funny.
You know where I got it from? I was like, wait, you said, I heard northern New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, northern New York, this is where I am.
No.
And then I was like, wait, you just said Yale.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Yale's in Connecticut.
And you're right. You're absolutely right.
I was looking up a map. I needed to know.
Anyway. Yes, he bought the land from Yale College in Connecticut on auction in 1738. In 1747, Thomas Griffiths sold what?
Just looked at a map. From this map, Connecticut's like the bottom right of New York.
Okay, then it's whatever. It's
I don't
near,
know.
All right,
I
whatever.
Know nothing.
It's near New York. That's what it says. It's near the border of upstate New York. That's all I got.
I mean, that map could be wrong. It was Wiki.
I highly doubt the map's wrong.
I don't know.
All right, whatever.
Just roll with it.
I'm going to.
Don't mind me.
I'm trying not to.
I'm just here for the story.
Well, then be here for the story.
I'm here.
Okay.
Thomas.
In 1747, Thomas Griffiths sold a nearby parcel of land to a man named Gideon Dudley and his family. And this is where things get interesting and slightly confusing and honestly just a little complicated. That's all I'm going to say. They say that the Dudley family, consisting of 3 to 5 brothers, brought a curse with them that reached all the way back to 16th century England.
Curses are fun.
I don't like curses. They freak me out. Like, you can't escape a curse.
Nope.
Like, what do you do?
No.
You got nothing.
We should cover, like, different curses at some point.
Yeah.
Either, like, a special or just bounce around. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you guys specials. How about that? We're thinking in advance.
Oh,
we're
putting
it out there. Hopefully it comes back in a good way.
Okay, so Edmund Dudley was an ancestor of Gideon. He was beheaded in 1510 after being exposed in a coup against King Henry VIII.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're talking like this time, this era. It is said that a curse was placed upon him and his bloodline. His son, John Dudley, later would be executed during the reign of Lady Jane Grey, along with John's son, Guilford. Guilford had actually been arranged to marry Lady Jane Grey, who only served as queen for a short time as she was overthrown, resulting in the execution of all three of them.
Why do I know that?
Crazy,
first of all. I feel like I know that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know where Connecticut is, but I feel like I know that.
Yeah, it's me.
You know, the crazy thing is we went to, like,
I got nothing.
I was just there over the summer. Nick, you think I would realize you went through New York. I mean, you have to go through New York either way, but you know.
What do I know?
Yeah.
So the family line slowly but surely trickled its way down to Gideon and his brothers, Abiel and Barzillai. I think that's how you say it. That's what I'm going to go with. So as this new town began to develop, the curse became more and more evident. Due to its location between three huge hills, noon was often extremely dark. The small farm community was almost immediately a failure. Winters were brutal, and the soil was unusable for most crops. Timber became a main source of income, but the town was really, really struggling. In 1854, there were only 26 families that lived there, and that was the height of Dudley Town's population.
Like, wow.
26 families was the height of the people living there.
It's not a lot.
No. But those 26 families experienced a ridiculous amount of just odd and just really sad, heartbreaking things.
Yeah, but I mean, where it's at.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Murder, suicide, and insanity. Things got so bad to the point of families beginning to relocate, because that's obviously going to save them from the curse, right?
Yeah.
Right?
It would.
No, wrong.
No. Damn.
The curse followed quickly to the people who relocated. One of the first victims was a man named Nathaniel Carter. He lived in Dudley Town between 1759 and 1764. Nathaniel actually only ended up moving away because of work. He wasn't even, like, trying to escape the curse. He had just gotten a better job that required him to relocate, which is crazy. Like, he wasn't even trying to get away. He just simply found a better job and thought it was better for him and his wife.
Yeah, he wasn't running from anything.
Right,
he was just running. Like, oh, I bettered myself.
Right.
Well, curse when he finally, says, no, you didn't.
Curse doesn't care. Curse doesn't care at all. When he finally did move away, his wife and his infant were tragically murdered by a nearby Native American tribe. I couldn't find any reason or motive behind the death of his wife and child, but it did happen.
Wow.
Which is just really sad. Shortly after that, Nathaniel moved back home to New York, where he was originally from, with his remaining family members. He was murdered in a robbery shortly after.
Curse just continues to strike.
Like,
that's wild, though. His wife and son, wife and child.
Yeah, it didn't clarify. Just said infant.
And then him, all murdered.
Yeah.
At least it was consistent in a weird way.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because, like, how do you explain that? Like, at some point, you can't just say, ah, coincidence.
Yeah.
You know?
And coincidence doesn't just...
Uh-uh.
You can't just keep going coincidence.
Right.
It gets to a point where it's like, this is
too weird. Like...
Too odd.
So... Abel Dudley now owned the former property that Nathaniel and his family lived in. Not long after moving into that property, Abel began to suffer from dementia and insanity in his old age. He died in the town in the same house at the age of 90, which that's probably just old age. Honestly, like 90 is a long time to live, especially back then. Mm-hmm. Living till 90 is impressive.
Yeah.
Extremely. Moving on to one of Abel's good friends, a man named Gershon Hollister, who fell to his tragic death while building a barn for a resident of the town who was named William Tanner, and that happened in 1792. William Tanner soon went insane not long after witnessing the event of Gershon falling to his death. Yeah, I feel like that's a traumatic event to witness. I can for sure.
Seeing something like that, totally.
Yeah. Tanner began to claim that a strange animal from the forest killed Gershon, which talks of demons or strange animals weren't uncommon there, but for him to, like, say that is just, like, kind of weird and kind of random.
Mm-hmm.
Another incident was the heartbreaking death of a woman named Sarah Fay. She was struck by lightning in front of her home in Dudley Town. Her husband, who was a Revolutionary War hero named General Herman Swift, went mad after hearing the news of his wife. Also, could have nothing to do with the curse. It's literally her getting struck by lightning, that's kind of crazy. That's not a common thing, I feel, that happens every day.
The odds are, I think, better to get struck by lightning than win the lottery.
Is it really?
I think so.
Are you fucking
kidding? Hold on, I'll look it up.
That's actually
crazy. If only we had elevator music.
Do, do, do,
yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Oops.
Made a typo.
Yep.
We wait patiently for Nick's
answer. My typing isn't working right now. And we're back. And in case you're wondering, you are almost 300 times more likely to get hit by lightning than win the Mega Millions.
That is a crazy statistic, I fear. I don't like it. But regardless, I feel like that's not a common thing that happens, though.
So to equal it out, you would have to buy 300 tickets, and you would have the same chances.
That's crazy.
Yep. I would like to thank
struck by lightning?
Davidson College.
Thank you, Davidson College.
Yep.
Thank you so much. That's wild.
Crazy. Regardless. Well, so, you know.
Yeah, I feel like that you can go back and forth with if those were related to the curse or if they simply just like had bad luck. And went crazy. I feel like witnessing something like that. Sorry, I was just so far away from the mic. Witnessing something like that. Yeah, that could drive you.
It would totally drive you nuts, especially if you saw it.
Yeah, for sure. One of the most well-known incidents is the one of a woman named Mary Cheney. She was the wife of presidential nominee Horace Greeley. Mary committed suicide a week before the presidential election of 1872. Greeley then went on to lose the election. Mary lived in Dudleytown for a short time, and people over the years have theorized and speculated that the curse is to blame for both losses. Because she wasn't like, she didn't show any signs of being suicidal. Like, there was nothing, like, there was no, signs, I guess, is what I'm looking for, that, like, she was unhappy or anything. Randomly committed suicide a week before the presidential election, which her husband was literally running in.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Yep.
I don't know. As the town entered the 20th century, the curse simply did not give up. One of the more unusual and unexplainable cases is the one of John Patrick Brophy. He was one of the final residents of Dudleytown. Population was nearly none at this point due to the poor soil, and like literally they had nothing. Like, we're working with nothing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing grows, nothing's,
you're screwed.
Light's bad.
Yeah.
You just is a bad situation.
His wife passed away from tuberculosis, and then while of course struggling with the death of his wife and facing the reality of now becoming a single dad to his two young children, he sadly wasn't paying the most attention to them at the moment. His two children had wandered off into the woods, never to return or be seen again. He, too, then took off into the woods to obviously look for his kids, and he also would never be seen again. Their house later burned to the ground in a mysterious fire that nobody had an explanation for.
Now, that's super curse-like.
Yeah.
What? There's also that weird disappearance things that happen. I think it's more national parks or national forests where people just like disappear and then just show back up.
Yeah.
And they have no idea. They could still be disappeared somewhere.
This is true. This is very true. They could still be out there.
Yeah.
One final case of the curse fell upon the Clark family. Dr. William Clark was a leading expert in cancer at the time, and he had bought property in Dudleytown in 1918. The house in Dudleytown kind of served as like a vacation home for the Clarks, so they didn't live there full time.
Mm-hmm.
One summer in 1918, they were on vacation when William had to leave for a work emergency. He was gone for 36 hours total. Keep that in mind. A little over a day. When he got back, mind you, he left his wife there to go deal with the work emergency. Wife staying at the vacation home. Hell yeah, I would. He left her in a perfect state. She was fine. When he got back, he found his wife in complete distress. She was acting insane, claiming that there were strange creatures in the woods. Her husband tried to reassure her that she was okay and maybe she just needed to lie down. After that, William himself fell asleep, and when he woke up, he found that his wife had unfortunately taken her own life.
Wait, I have heard this.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think Mr. Baldwin covered it.
Maybe he did.
I think he...
Perhaps he didn't.
But I didn't know anything about the previous history. I know about them. He had to go back to work and then came back and she somehow like...
Insane.
Yeah.
And it literally like lost her marbles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Crazy. I didn't know all that was linked.
Yep. Many people still to this day attempt to visit what remains of Dudley Town. It's very much now just a bunch of like decrepit old buildings and stone walls, but they do still represent the cursed town due to vandalism and a recent mysterious fire. That's another thing here. Random fires that they don't have an explanation for. The place is under close watch by the residents of the surrounding area.
Well, that's good. I mean, yeah. It's cursed, so you don't want anybody else getting cursed.
It is private property, and trespassers will be prosecuted as such, but people who are brave enough to go to Dudley Town are often overwhelmed with a feeling of sadness. They report the feeling of being watched and even being suffocated. Like, it's, like, hard for them to breathe. Like, there's just, like, a heaviness. They've also said to have seen creepy shadow figures, ghosts, and weird, strange animals. So, it's safe for me to believe that the curse is still alive and well, and I will be staying far, 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 far away.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Shrek, far, far,
yeah, far away. It's literally one of my favorite movies. No, but curses are not something I feel like you mess with. Like, ghosts are one thing. I feel like you can go see somebody about that, get yourself cleansed. What can you really do about a curse?
I don't know what Nathaniel, you do.
He wasn't even trying to get away from the curse. He just got a new job. Yep. And it took out his whole family.
Yeah. I don't know what you would do. That's why curses freak me out.
Yeah.
How do you get away? I don't even know if the right term is like a shaman or something like that. Like,
do you see about that?
Yeah. I don't know who you would... go and see about that.
And like all that goes all the way back to like King Henry the Sixth.
Like way back.
Like this is an old, old curse that followed through the entire Dudley family line.
Yeah.
Whole thing.
Which
like
is
they
crazy.
Had no connection to any of that.
No.
The residents in the town had no connection to any of that.
Yeah, they were like innocent bystanders.
Yeah. Guilty by association.
Here trying to live and the curse is just like, yeah, no, you're not.
Yeah, no. I literally could not imagine.
Absolutely crazy.
I would have had to get out of there. Thanks.
Good pick.
Yeah, I feel like it was like, it's not popular.
No.
I don't even remember how I came across it, to be honest with you.
You're probably digging through the files.
Seriously.
I mean, it's all new down here.
Yeah.
I've opened up like 1,000 drawers already. Didn't look at anything. Just open up the drawers.
Just open them.
Yeah. Just because you can.
Stuff.
Why not? You know?
All I got on Dudley Town.
Yeah. It was a good one. Like I said earlier, it's definitely a good one.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that's pretty much going to end episode 2. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
And we are going to try and release every Friday. So check back on Friday mornings.
We'll be here.
And if you can't wait that long, you could always follow us on Instagram at
Ominous Archives.
X.
Ominous Archives.
So you can, you know, I guess I was going to say tweet at us, but I don't even know what it's.
What do you call it now? It's not called tweeting. You can us a mention. Get out of here.
Yeah, mention us.
Call it a tweet.
At us. Yeah, you could tweet at
call
us.
Call it a tweet.
Tweet at us. We both also have our own.
We do.
If you find, you find. Or if you have like a story you want us to share or just a story you want to tell us, or I guess let us know how we're doing, you could email us at
ominousarchives@gmail.com.
Well, that says it. That's going to wrap us up. Down here in the archives, it's getting a little chilly. It's January. We don't have heat down here. So that being said, we will see you guys next week. Maybe Emma will bring a space heater or something. Make it a little warmer.
It.
Yeah, you know. All right. Well, see you guys.
See ya.